Scams are becoming a bigger problem every day. Ellis County Undersheriff Scott Brown stops by to give us some tips on how to avoid becoming a victim yourself on this edition of the Post Podcast. We were talking a little bit as you walked in. There's not a whole lot going on, which is a good thing. We always like to hear that it's slow.
Absolutely. It's been kind of uneventful, and I'm going to knock on wood here. I'm knocking on wood. So hopefully it stays that way. So
yeah, now that we've said it, yes. Today it'll just get nuts.
I know. So that's one thing we try not to say in law enforcement, but it's just one of those things. So, well, today I want to talk about scams. We've kind of got some things going on right now, and it's just a reminder for our public. And if you receive a phone call, a lot of times we're getting them from right now the tax season's going on and that, and they're if they're asking you personal information, first of all, IRS doesn't call and do that. If they're asking for Social Security, date of birth, things of that nature. If they're calling you and it's legit, they already have that information. They wouldn't do that. Secondly, you'll receive some type of paperwork in the mail is typically how they handle those. So we typically call into those types of places. They don't call us. Right. So if you're getting those types, also, if anybody's calling and they're claiming their your grandchild is in jail or something like that, and they need bond money and they need it sent here and there, ask a couple of questions. It could be, but if it's really short, there's probably something to it. We usually go through that person would usually go through a bonds person or something like that. Get the name of the agency and call and look it up on the internet or wherever it might be and make a phone call and see if that is the case because they want you to wire that money to them to get them out. And in reality, all it is a recording. It's snippets and they make it sound like it's your grandchild or someone else, or one of your loved ones. So just be cautious. So,
and I know too, because I've seen this myself very recently, if you've got your cell phone, it could show. Mm-hmm. The number, it looks like it could be coming from even the one that got me was at Hayes Police Department.
Yes.
It literally was their phone number showed up on my phone. Total scam.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, technology is a great thing, but it's also a very cool, good tool for our criminals to use. And that's we see that more and more. And if you are in doubt, please, please call that agency that they claim to be from. Verify it. They try to use officers' names. We're a small community, so there's people that know my name. They know some of my employees as well as Hayes Police Department, Ellis and Victoria, and they may use those names also. So just try to verify that information before you give any information to these people. So one other topic I'd like to bring up, because it's kind of cold out in that, and we get a lot of calls during the wintertime and I guess through the summer, our animals, and we have a lot of farm animals, but we're going to talk more about dogs and that. In Ellis County, we don't have a leash law, but if a dog is in danger of running down the road in that, we will pick them up. We're fortunate that Animal Control for the city of Hayes helps us out with that. If not, sometimes they end up in the backside of our patrol cars and we take them to a humane society or to a vet or something like that. But what's required by statute is for them is shelter, water, and food. So make sure that it's cold outside and the water's frozen. A lot of farm dogs out there run around all the time, and that's perfectly legal. If they're chasing other people's livestock, that's where we get involved. And so you want to be cautious about that because, you know, that's a lot of dollars those dogs are chasing, and farmers want to protect their livestock. So things could happen to the dog. But in regards to the weather and that, just make sure they have shelter. It's really cold. I think it was supposed to get to like zero last night. I don't know if it made it, but I know it's pretty cold. Food, water, and shelter, and you should be good. Now, we might stop by if we get a phone call on it, but we'll just look at it and we'll move on. And most of the time, it's just a concerned citizen that believes the dog's not being taken care of or animal, and we just verify they are. So,
you know, that's kind of makes me wonder, like, say you're driving down a rural road, whether it be a blacktop or even one of these dirt roads, and you see an animal running alongside the road. What's the best way to reach out to law enforcement to alert them? You know, if say an animal looks distressed or lost, you know, clearly not supposed to be there.
Yeah. You can, I've got a frog. I don't know what this.
It's the microphones.
Yeah, I think it is. You can call 911. It may not be a true emergency, but if you don't know the number for law enforcement, which is 625-1011, which is one of our numbers to get the administrative side, or 625-1040, which is the sheriff's office. You can call 911, give a description of the dog, give us location. A lot of times, a lot of people are really good about stopping, and they'll actually make contact with the dog and catch it so it's not running loose. And that really helps us because, believe it or not, if you're driving by it, by the time we get there, sometimes it's hard to locate those dogs. But we definitely don't want them struck. It could cause an accident. Secondly, it could kill the dog or hurt the dog, and we don't want that. And we all commonly refer to dogs because that tends to be what we see. There's cats out there too, but they're a little more tough to catch. So,
yeah, there's a cat out in the country. It's just going to be there.
Yeah, nothing you can do. They're pretty wild, So, but dogs wise, and some of the our farm dogs around the area, because dogs tend to roam, and they get out. And I know when we lived on a farm, they would run. Half mile around and do their routes and then come back. So that's pretty typical of them. But if you have concern, please give us a call at 625-1040, which is direct line for the sheriff's office, or you can call 625-1011, which is dispatch.